Shavuos Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Now that we've seen the Barichus, the Shaklatarius, and the Svaras, and the Shittis, and the Droshes of the three Shittis, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, and we have the Shita of Reb Meir, and we have the Knech of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, B'Shittas Reb Shimon, and the Shaklatarius between Reb Shimon's version, the first version of Reb Shimon with the Chachamim, and the first version, the second version of Reb Shimon Yehuda, B'Shittas Reb Shimon, and the Chachamim's argument with them. Now we're doing something else. Zidoin Tumas Migdosh V'Kadosho. What happens? All that was where a person did the Averu B'Shogeg. There's different levels of Kapara that I needed. That's the Machlokes. What happens? Rachmana Litzlan, if a Yid went into Beis HaMikdosh, or he ate Basa Kochim B'Zodoin. That also has a kaparo. Even though normally an Averu that's B'Zodoin doesn't have a Ritzo Eidea Karbon. Korbonus on mechaper on shogegim, not a mezidin. There's one din of tumas midrash kadosh that's mentioned in conjunction with the soyer that's nasa bifnim. We're talking about the soyer lazoz together with the soyer lashem. That's only the soyer that's inside. V'yom akipurim mechaperim in conjunction with ritzu of yom kippur it's mechaper. The pasuk says in the end of parashas tetzave in the parasha of the mizbeach hazov which was in the heikol. The Chippah Aaron al Karnoisiv Achas Bashana. The Torah, even though it's not telling us to say the Avodah of Yom Kippur in Parshas Korban Migdash Azov, the Mizbech Azov, tells us a din that there is one kapora of one time a year on that Mizbech Azov. What's that? Chazal Darshan that the Achas Bashana means something that doesn't have any other something that can be mechaper for it. There's no other carbon that can be mechaper on Zodin Migdash V'Kadoshav. So that, in conjunction with the Tzumah Shel Yom Yom Kippur, is Mechaper. This din is the last part of everything we've discussed over the last few Mishnayos. The Mishnah Fear Zoyis. Bal Shar Averis Shebatoyru, other Averis in the Torah, Hakalois, Vachamurois, ones with worse Einshim, lesser Einshim. The Mishnah is going to explain in a moment what that is. Zdoinois, Vishgogois, both Memezid, both Peshoigeg, Hoide, once he finds out about Lohoide, three things that are never known to him. Mishnah says, by the way, what's Kalos and Chamurois? Kalos are Asei Velois Asei. Chamurois, what the Mishnah is saying is Krisus, Umisois Bezdin. Those are Chamurois. On all of them, all other Averis that we haven't discussed till now, the Sor HaMishtaleach Mechaper. The Sor Lazoza, when it's pushed down the hill, the everybody knows the Mishnah in Yuma is that the red string was nisratze, and it turned white to show there was a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Not so partial, by the way. When you look at the Mishnah at the end of Yuma, there's the sheet of Rebbe over there that Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. The other sheet over there holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper only on Averis that a person actually do tshuva on. Vinishvi, this is the full list. And Tumas Migdash Kadosh is a unique sugya with the whole bunch of karbonis that have to do with that. The final Mishnah of this perek, Mishnah Zayin Echad Yisraelim, Vechad Kanim, Vechad Kohen Meshuach. Yisraelim, Zorim, Kehanim, and even the Kohen Godel are shovim that they're all included in the karbonis, the kapara of the Soy HaMishtalech, Mechapa and Olaveris. Ma ben Yisrael l'kanim l'kayim mashuach. What is different between them? Elo shedam hapor, the por that was hukrav. Remember from the avoida on Yom Kippur that we say barichus by the avoida. There's a first par that was brought on a vashem chotosi ovisi poshat lufanecho. One was brought for the kahanim, one was brought for the koyin, and one was brought for Gantz Klal Yisrael. So over there, there's also an element of Tumas Migdash Kadoshov. So Ela Shadam Hapor Mechapa Ala Kehanim Al Tumas Migdash Kadoshov, the korban that was brought for the Kehanim is Mechaper on the Kehanim. They have a special role in safeguarding the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash from the Indian of Tumah. Yisraelim have the Ritzui of the Dam Seirim. There needed to be a special upgraded element, part of the miyuchedik kabbonis that are brought in Yom Kippur to this inyan of ritzui, Tumas Migdash Kadoshov for the kehanim. Reb Shimon argues, and he says that there's another chiluk between Kohen and Yisrael. Kishem shedam hasoyer hanaseh bifnim. The same way the soyer that's done bifnim mechaper al Yisrael, like we learned in the previous Mishnahs. Kach dam hapor, the dam hapor is mechaper al kohanim. Rav Shimon adds over here knech. The way the Gemara explains is the kishem over here adds an element, is that when the karbonis are brought for Tumas Minish Kadoshev, they're brought without vidui. There's also no vidui mentioned in Pashas Achrimois on this soyer, which is Lashem. The soyer which was hukrav inside the Kodesh Kadoshim, there's no vidui. The vidui is mentioned specifically by the soyer Lazozel. So he says like this, the same way the soyer is Nase Bifnim, is mechaper for Klal Yisrael on Tumas Migdash Kadoshov without vidui, the Dam Hapor is also mechaper for Kehanim without vidui. So, there's a vidui on the Sor Mishtalech, that's necessary because you need the vidui to be mechaper and all that there is for all of Klal Yisrael. But it sounds like there's an extra vidui here because the Be'etzim, the Dam of the Par itself should be mechaper the same way the dam of the soil that's inside is mechaper, the dam of the par that's outside is also mechaper without a vidui. So what was the vidui of the par? The vidui of the par was necessary to be mechaper for kahanim on all averus. The same way the soil mishtalech was mechaper for gansel klai, so like the korban in tandem with the vidui. So too, you need the vidui of the porois that are brought on the averus of the kohanim to be mechaper on that. He's just adding that that knech. He explains, k'shem shevidui shel soyer mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael. You need that vidui for that. Kach vidui shel par mechaper al kohanim. So we finished a lot of different details on different levels of korbanos, and most of them are meshech shaykh, except for the few that are shaykh to all averus. All of them are shaykh to the global picture of Tumas Migdosh V'Kadoshov. It's interesting how much Hadgosha, how much emphasis is put on this specific Aveira. In our concept, when we get to Yom Kippur, there's a lot of things that we have to do tshuva on, a lot of things that we have to make a Chesh Renevish on. Benom Lamokim, Benom Lachaveira, Diktik, Mimitzvist, Torah, Tvilo, Kiddusha, Shmir Seinayim, how we treat our children, how we treat our spouses, how we treat our neighbors and our friends, how we daven, how we wear our tefillin, how we eat, how we make brachas. There's no end to the Chesh V'Nefesh. And here we have an overwhelming emphasis on Tumas Migdosh Kadoshov. It seems like the Indian of Tahara in the Beis HaMikdosh was so central to the concept of Migdosh that if that idea wasn't fully in place, then Klal Yisrael wouldn't have an inner core. That means like this. It could very well be that this overemphasis on Tumas Migdash V'Kadoshov is not a de-emphasis on all of Yiddishkeit. The way a Yid comes back to Rabban Shalom, we'll share with them an idea that comes from Svarim. The way Yidin come back to the Rabban Shalom, and Yom Kippur, or whatever Yidin make a chizuk, is the fact is that Bifnim Fnim, inside all of us, there's a chelik of us that's untouched by chatoim. Neshama shenasata b'tahirihi. That inner core of tahara stays intact. It's not touched by outer decisions, mistakes, and so on that we slip up and we do. The way we do tshuva, and the way we're always able to come back to the Ben Shalom, is by keeping that inner core completely free of chet. That inner core that's inside all of us, the neshama shenasata b'tahirihi, is represented in the physical world by the Beis HaMikdash. If that inner place inside us, if the Beis HaMikdash is not completely free of any trace of Tumah, then our ability to be Mechaper on any Averu is compromised. Because if we don't have that Mokem HaMikdash, then our inner core, the Beis HaMikdash is our inner core. That's the Beis Chayenu. If that Mokum is compromised of the Tehoiruhi, then we're compromised in our ability to be Mechapa and all Averus. So this is a Nemonus to that mission of being able to be Mechapa and all Averus. It's just a thought to share with the Olam in the Pnimius of this whole Sugya.